not be silent. I will always worship you, my Abba Father. Lord, we are grateful. Lord, I am grateful. I will always worship you. I will say thank you for what you have done. I will continually learn to say thank you for what you are yet to do. I appreciate you because you are good, you are kind. You are more than what I know. You are more than what people have said about you, because you are majestic in your greatness. You are my Father. Lord, I say thank you, Jesus. I come boldly into the throne of grace and mercy to say thank you. We come collectively to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for another day. Thank you for the dawning of a new day. Thank you for another opportunity. Thank you for how you reign in the affairs of our lives. Lord, we exalt and appreciate you for who you are, for what you are doing, and for what you will continually do, for what you represent in our lives, for what you represent in all the universe. We bless and appreciate you. We say thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Today is Friday, the fourth day in the month of September 2026. I want us to make this words of declaration, because God has been good and faithful to us. I have set the Lord always before me, because the Lord is at my right hand. I will not be moved in the name of Jesus Christ. I am the land that the Lord takes care of. The eyes of the Lord is upon me from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord satisfies me early with his mercy. As we are in the early days in this month, I enjoy the satisfaction in the mercy of the Lord. I enjoy the satisfaction of the mercy of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. I am renewed. I am strengthened. I am energized in the name of Jesus Christ, because the power of God is at work in me to will and to do in the name of Jesus Christ, because my life is going to be a practical testimony. I'm going to be a testimony of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, in the name of Jesus Christ, because all that God has said concerning me this month will begin to unfold in the name of Jesus Christ. I begin to enjoy pleasant surprises. I begin to carry pleasant surprises in the name of Jesus Christ, beyond my reasoning, beyond my expectation, beyond what I can think or comprehend. The Lord begins to unfold them for my good in the name of Jesus Christ, because the Lord will arise for my sake in the name of Jesus Christ. He will silence every silencer in the name of Jesus Christ. He will give me victory, because the Lord will surprise me in the name of Jesus Christ, because the Lord will supply all my need according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus in my life, in the name of Jesus Christ. This month, my seat is not in the corner of destruction. My seat is not in the corner of death. The presence of the Lord brings me out in the name of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus wipes every handwriting that is written contrary to the will of God for my life in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy the manifold presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. My life carry the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. My life manifests the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. My life is filled with the testimony that the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ backs up in the name of Jesus Christ. Victory is my portion. This month I am helped beyond the help of man in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord sends help for me. He sends help to me in the name of Jesus Christ, from the throne of mercy down to earth in the name of Jesus Christ. His manifold presence help me to grow fruit upward in the name of Jesus Christ, and I grow fruit downward in the name of Jesus Christ. In all my endeavors, in all I look unto God for, I grow fruit upward in the name of Jesus Christ, beyond my reasoning, beyond what I can think or comprehend of, because your power is at work in me, and your power causes me to bear fruit upward in the name of Jesus Christ. And I continue to bear root downward. I grow in depth in you in the name of Jesus Christ. I grow depth in God, that I remain unshakable, that I remain standing in Christ Jesus, because he is my solid rock in the name of Jesus Christ. all I have prayed with thanksgiving, all I have said in declaration, and I know this will come to pass because it is the power of God that is at work in me, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Brethren, I would like to continue from where we stopped yesterday. And from the beginning of this month, we've been talking and praying about the help God. And our anchor scripture was taken from the book of Psalm 121 verse 1 and 2. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and earth. I also like us to look at Psalm 123 from verse 1 to 3, which says, but I'm reading KJV. Unto thee lift I up my eyes, O thou that dwells in the heaven. Behold, as the eyes of the servant look unto the hands of their master, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of a mistress, so our eyes wait upon thee, our God, until that he have mercy upon us. Verse 3 says, have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly filled with great contempt. I want us to open our mouth and declare individually that have mercy upon me, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, have mercy upon me, O God, in all I represent, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. If we look closely at human history, we will find that every person, regardless of their race, color, age, tribe, or nation, is searching for an exact same thing. We want to be seen. We want to be heard. We want to belong. Deep down, we all share a universal truth that no one can walk through this life entirely alone. From the newborn baby crying out for help for his mother's comfort, to the teenager fighting for an identity, to the parent carrying heavy weight of family responsibility, and to adults that are facing their challenges or the other, or to a coach that is trying to build a team to become relevant, we all, in one way or the other, constantly asking for help. That means no one can live without help. We look around us, looking for people to fill that empty gap of help. We look to our friends, we look to families, we look to our government, we look to our employers, we look to close friends, believing that we can just find the right connection. We are looking for that missing puzzle, thinking that when we get it from human, everything will make sense. But we have mistaken this act in the way of looking at the vessel instead of looking at the source. And this is a blind spot that we engage in daily. That Psalm 23 said, as the maiden, as human, the maiden will look at the mistress. But we as children of God, we need to look unto God because human help is limited. So many a times, we don't ask for help from the giver. Instead, we prefer to beg our fellow human. We have completely forgotten that the only help that is capable of sustaining us through all storms of life is the one that comes from above. That is God's mercy. If we look at the cross, the vertical line is showing the mercy of God coming down from heaven to reach out to man to lift us up. But many a time, we engage in the horizontal line, trying to get help from fellow human, instead of looking up to God using the horizontal ladder of the cross to ask for mercy from the throne of mercy. And it is not a sin. It is because we are human, because that is what our five senses will always tell us. So we look at people, but while doing so, we place a heavy burden on them that becomes unfair, and it becomes so heavy for them to carry that sometimes many people start ignoring our calls. They start avoiding us because that we have placed the responsibility on them that is looking weighty for them that they cannot carry. But on the other side, the person might not see it as a weight. So human help is limited. That is why Psalm 121 is saying, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, to God, not to human. Human help is transactional. It comes with strings. It comes with expectation. It comes with condition. And at the end, it leads to exhaustion. So when we solely rely on man, we trap ourselves into a frustrating cycle of dependency. We look unto God. The verse 3 said, so our eyes wait on you, God, until you have mercy upon us. And the verse 3 now said, have mercy, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. We need the mercy of God for us to get help. If we look at the blind man that people tried to tell him to keep quiet while Jesus was passing, he shouted the more, "Jesus Christ, that son of David, have mercy upon me." He needs help. That was why he was calling for mercy. Until we learn to call unto God, until we learn to look unto God for mercy, until we learn to look unto God for help, we will just continually get frustrated because our help comes from nobody except from God. Until we learn to shift our gaze from man to God, we will continue to be frustrated and get disappointed. The turning point in my life and your life is the moment where everything truly aligns and makes sense to what God wants for our life. It is when we lift our eyes from the horizontal to the vertical. It is when we encounter the help from God. Divine help cannot be compared to anything this world can offer. Yes, it might look as if we are seeing stories, but anyone that have experienced the help of God will long for more. Anytime God decides to step into our story, I want us to know that he will not follow human logic. He will not follow any gatekeeper. He will not follow any protocols. He breaks everything. His intervention comes with no supernatural surprises that human senses cannot explain. He defies the economies. He breaks generational limitation. It bypasses human qualification. Anytime we anchor our lives on God's mercies, it helps us to drop our anxiety as human. It helps us to drop our worries. A songwriter says, "All my cares and my burden unto you I roll." That is when we start enjoying the help of God. We can only enjoy help from the creator of the universe because he is our provider. He's the one that can do everything. He's the one that can put it in the heart of man to empty his treasury for us. Today, I would like to round off with this. Whatever we are trying to go through, maybe as a youth, trying to navigate this uncertain future, maybe as a parent, trying to carry the weight of provision and responsibility, maybe as a leader, trying to guide others, we need to recalibrate. We need to take our gaze off man and we should look unto Jesus because he's the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the only one that can help us. He's a very present help in the time of our need. And all we need to do is to take every veil, unmask every illusion of human dependence, trying to look at man. Yes, it's good to plan. That is the best thing we're supposed to do as planners. But I'm telling you, in your plan, if God is not backing your plan, I want us to say, "Jesus Christ of Nazareth, have mercy upon me. Lord, I choose to take my gaze unto you as a daughter, as a wife, as a mother, as a minister, as a teacher, or as everything that I represent. Lord, I am tired of this exertion. Lord, I look unto you. Have mercy upon me. I lift up my eyes unto you. I hold unto the cross and I ask for mercy to reach out to me, to help me in the area of my need. I need you in every area that I feel helpless. I need you in the areas that we cause breakthrough for me. I need you in this area that looks as if it's going to be like a shame. Your word says, and I believe, that you are the one that makes way where there seems to be no way. When the children of Israel wanted to cross the Red Sea, there was no way for them, but you made way for them in that blockage. When the children of Israel encountered the wall of Jericho, there was no way physically, but you paved the way for them. Lord, I look unto you in this block road. Lord, make way for me. Arise for my help. Lord, open my eyes to the right way. Come for my help. In the name of Jesus Christ, let me see the manifestation of your help. Let my life be a practical experience of the one who God has helped, of the one whom God has helped, of the one whom God has lifted, of the one whom God has satisfied, in the name of Jesus Christ. And that will be our portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us be in the consciousness of continually asking for God's help. That God, let your presence arise upon me to give me speedy answers to every of my help in the name of Jesus Christ. To every areas I need help in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name of prayer. Amen. Brethren, I want us to know that our journey to heaven cannot come to reality without the help of God. And that is why we are asking for help. I want us to continually ask help. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, have mercy upon me and help me in my journey. Help me to walk the walk that I will make it to eternally to your place of rest in Jesus' name. And the Lord that hears our secret prayers will give speedy answers to us. It will strengthen and help us in this journey in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.